Takes me more than like 2 or 3 weeks. I'll have to go for an MRI, but so far I just did X-rays.
Okay, let's learn. Nun vav amir aleph. Hanoidim in abayis mudib.
Nun vav amir beis.
Nun vav amir aleph. I said.
I'm sorry.
Hanoidim in abayis mudib beli. A person makes says nachnef from nachnef from abayis. What is abayis? Abayis means in Chazal the lower story. The lower story. There's a downstairs and there is an upstairs. The word bayis means the downstairs.
Yeah.
Mutar bali, he's allowed.
The Leah means already the second floor.
The second floor. Next, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Who says this? Rabbi Meir holds that the Aliyah is not included in the term bayis.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now we come to the Chachamim. They disagree. The Chachamim say Aliyah b'chlal bayis. Next halacha. Let's make it from the Aliyah. Let's say make a neder from the Aliyah, then everyone agrees it's mutar b'bayis. If you make a neder from the Aliyah, I will not go upstairs. You are allowed, according to all opinions, the Aliyah does not include the bayis. Okay, that's the mission. Now we go to the Gemara. Man tana who learned the following time. The first halach is negoim. Negoim. It says in the Torah that when you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to bring a
neder. By the way, when the Mishnah ends, anoidim Aliyah mutar b'bayis. I know you said that, but nobody argues with it.
No one argues with that. No one argues. Right, man tana b'bayis.
Even the chachamim.
Correct. Man tana b'bayis l'rabbis es hayotzia. Okay, over here we have halacha when it comes to tzoras. You come into Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk Avin, and Hashem is going to put into the bayis and negat tzoras.
Yeah.
So let's say so. It says
you can't have a bayis with tzoras in Brooklyn, right?
No, only in Eretz Yisrael.
Only
in Eretz Yisrael. Only the
Only and also it's only shach b'zman she when there's a you have to be in a bal bandrega. Just can't be. You have to be.
I think the same thing is on a nega on a buses also b'zman.
Correct.
That's Chavetz Chaim. That's one of the reasons Chavetz Chaim gives why we don't see the garden today. We don't see tzaras.
You're not a madrega to see it. You have to be about madrega.
No, when there was a Gilead Shechina.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? The Ramban says on the basa you could explain it scientifically. On a beggar, on a bayis, you can't explain that.
Correct.
You can't. There's no way you could explain
so
that.
So mantan or bayis. It says in the bayis.
On your suit pants, you know.
Okay, right, what's the more? Man tana babayis l'rabbi says hayotzia. Babayis l'rabbi says
hayotzia. This is on tzaraz?
By tzaraz. It says when bayis, there's an extra word, the pasuk bayis, babayis.
What's the pasuk here?
The pasuk says, ki tzavolo, eretz kenan.
But you can read that one.
Asher nino silichem l'achuzah, asher l'achuzah, v'nasati nega tzaraz, beveis eretz achuzaschem. So,
the
Gemara is making a drasha when it says with bias. I guess what is the drasha? The best is the chsibinige bottom behind
the. What does yitzia mean? I mean even the top floor?
An annex. Annex means an extension.
Dalia.
No, I'm sorry.
An annex. Like some Anna Frank's that hiding place.
No,
annex.
It's like what everyone does in Brooklyn. You go. You don't get a permit, and you build an illegal extension on the bias. Okay, you build in the back in the backyard or the front, you go do something illegal. You build an annex.
Legal or illegal?
Illegal.
Really? You're not allowed to do it? You're not allowed to extend?
No, yeah, there are codes and there are laws. You're not allowed to go do it.
That's called an annex.
Annex. You build an extension.
Like
to the
you
house.
Know the story of Anne Frank. They lived in an annex in an extended.
I don't know the story so well. Once
you never read the book?
When I was a child in elementary school, I did a book report on Anne Frank. Know how long ago that was? That was probably before my Sibiracious.
Chas v'shalom. Prehistoric?
Prehistoric. I haven't read about Anne Frank since then. How long ago that was? I forgot everything
okay.
There is no
okay,
about
I'm sorry
her.
That I brought it up. Okay,
so your person goes and he builds an annex.
Yeah.
Annex is an extension to the house. And let's say
so it's Marder.
And let's say there's a nega in the
this
annex.
This guy always brings something up that's not in the Gemara. That's way far out.
There's an annex that an extension to the house. You build. You go.
Anne Frank.
You build an annex to the bias, and then all of a sudden there is a nega on the annex.
She wrote her diaries in German, probably. In Germany.
Dutch, I think Dutch.
All right, let's learn what it says in the ancient text of the rabbis. Okay, we're learning an ancient document over here, way before Anne Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here over here, personally builds a bias, and then there's a bias, and then all of a sudden, after the bias built, he builds an extension.
Yeah.
So the extension is not part of the main part of the bias, and then this one day you walk in, guess what? There's a nega. There is a nega along the annex of the house. It's really? Not in the in the main part of the house. It's in the extension.
Okay.
Is it subject to the laws of?
Yes, he says, Rabbi.
How do you know that? You only know that from a drasha. It's Zuntite. It says an extra word. It says beves. I don't know exactly what the drasha is, but the Gemara is being a drasha that the word beves is an extra word. Maybe over here in the Masif it says what the word is.
Maybe is it necessary to say beves? Because we're talking about a house.
It says instead of beves, it says beves. The word beves is extra.
Says the word beves twice.
Oh, you see, he already learned the Gemara. He knows everything over here. There's a Rambam
Chazitz.
Perish by beves Hushim. 2 days ago.
Oh, by Hushim.
So it says we're beves twice. Who should you listen to? Who should you listen to?
Stefanski.
Eli Stefanski.
Online.
Oh.
It's not as good as Yoshi.
No? Oh. It's better.
No.
Impossible. Eli Stefanski is a celebrity.
Yeah, but Yoshi is the best.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
You don't have to flatter me. It's okay. I can deal with failure. I can deal with rejection. I'm very accustomed to this. My whole life is a...
You get into the Inyana more than everybody else.
Everybody's unique in their own way. You know?
Yeah?
Everybody has a... I'm serious. Yeah. I've heard Silly Warnstein.
This doesn't do me anything.
You want to hear Silly Warnstein?
This conversation is a dead-end conversation.
Okay.
Let's learn.
It's a matter of personal taste.
No, but you just brought it up.
True,
like one guy can, you know... Two guys can go out with a girl. One guy can say she's a miskite. The other guy can say she's... a princess. Because
absolutely.
They have different taste.
Al tam v'reach,
ein lehispakeach.
Okay, everyone, k'shem she'en part sufei m'shavas, kach ein deo sem shavas. You know a guy like this guy, he's the chassid here. The chassid here is like one of a kind. He's a blend of everything. Yes, he has.
I don't want to hear this. This is a dead end conversation. I don't want to hear this.
Alamilus.
I don't want to hear this. This is not going
so
anywhere.
Scary.
Who's a satmar, by the way.
He's also a closet satmar.
What's his name?
What's his name? His name is Lemuel Schwartz. He has from Schwartz. Schwartz is appetizing.
I think I know him, yeah.
You know him?
Yeah. He knows everyone. He knows everyone is related. He has this ability. This scary.
I've heard of the name, yeah.
He knows, like,
I know Schwartz is appetizing.
That his father has one in Borough Park.
Oh, yeah?
There used to be one in Brooklyn. Maybe there's
so he's related
this.
To you?
He's married to my niece.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So your niece is Hasidish.
My niece's husband wears a strimal.
Interesting.
When I went to Menachem Oval, there were a lot of Hasidim there.
Yeah,
a lot of Hasidim there.
The new Rabbi Yanofsky is saying.
No,
Nabuchodonosor. He was sending.
Nabuchodonosor, his daughter passed away.
Yes, I'm aware. Yeah.
So I went to Menachem Oval, so there were a lot of Hasidim there, a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm. That was my Williamsburg and Borough Park.
No kidding, I didn't know you. Wow.
See that? You'd ever know?
This was nearby. So you live nearby here, Mamish, walking distance.
It's a Hasidic Sheikhus.
Well, I live between J&K on East 17.
Oh, okay. That's, you're very close from here. Okay.
I'm not going to be close in a couple of days. I'll be in Florida.
For how long?
I won't be able to come to the Sheikhus.
For how long?
Well, about 3 months.
You'll be back by Purim time or after?
A little after Purim.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe the warm weather will do you.
Let's learn something here instead.
Man tana babayis. Man tana babayis l'rabbis es hayotzia. Okay, we have over here a bias. We have here a bias and we have an Eretz Yisrael. You come to Eretz Yisrael and the Torah tells you if you get a negan in the bias is tamei. You have to go the entire process. Yeah. Very complicated Mishnayis Masechta Negoyim.
Yeah.
Okay, very hard Mishnayis.
Negoyim Vahalas.
It's one of the hardest Masechtas. Masechta
Negoyim. What makes it so hard? Because
it's
they
hard.
Have to...
It's just very hard. It's a hard Masechta.
But I'm sure there's Mishnayis.
Let's learn what it says on this page, please.
Until the Kohen looks at a Negoy, okay. he doesn't have to be
right. Let's, okay, okay, right, let's learn. So over here, if the Negoy appears on the Yotzia.
Does that work with COVID-19?
If the Negoy appears on the Yotzia, is the bias tamei? So we have a drasha. It says the word bias an extra time in the pasuk to be marbe.
Because it says before bias.
Right. It says the word bias twice. The repetition of the word bias is coming as a drasha. It's right. Coming to be marbe. Not only is a nega in the primary part of the bayis is called a nega, even if there's a nega on the yotziah, on the extension, the annex, that's also going to be metame the whole bayis, l'chor the whole bayis.
But
next.
The comment don't need that, Joshua.
Oh, wait, hold off. Man ton, it says in the Braisa, babayis. The word babayis is superfluous to make a drosha. That's not our topic in our Gemara. Now comes our topic. Babayis. It says the Gemara makes the same drosha. Larabois eschualia. Let's say there is a neg on the second floor.
Yeah.
On the second floor, is the bayis tummy, is that subject
to yes.
the gum? Do you call the coin?
It's the same word. It's comes to be marbe.
So therefore, the Gemara says, the bayis says that the word bayis coming to be marbe.
Yeah.
And if there is a nega on the second story, it has all the rules of nige bat.
Yeah.
No difference. Now, the only way we know that is only because, it says the word a drasha. It's because there's a drasha. It says the word babayis.
Mm-hmm.
But if not for this drasha, if not for the word bayis,
yeah.
If not for the drasha, then the halacha would be then it's not tamei.
Are we talking about real estate again today?
Yes, we are.
Good.
Okay, so therefore the only way
it looks like not
know,
everybody learns
the
this
only
drasha.
Way we know that this there's a neg on the second floor. On the second floor, the bayis tamei is only because of the drasha.
Yeah.
Frek the Gemara. Who is the Tana that says that we need a drasha? Learned the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is a machlekes. When it comes to the laws of nedarim, if a person makes a neder, I do not want to have any benefit from the bayis.
Yeah.
According to the Chachamim, not only are you not allowed to have enough from the lower story, you're not allowed to have enough from the upper story, because the aliyah is included in the term bayis. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, it would not be necessary to have a drasha, a special drasha, an extra word to make a drasha, to be marbe, the aliyah.
According to Ramey, he doesn't learn from the drasha.
Wait a minute.
You know who was giving out the aliyahs in the Young Israel of Avni Yatrei today?
What does that have to do with the Gemara, the aliyahs?
You're talking about aliyahs.
Let's not talk about aliyahs. Let's talk about the Gemara. We have over here a Mishnah. The Mishnah we
Ted
have...
Ted Bukowski gave out the aliyahs.
What do we care about Ted Bukowski? I mean, he's a nice guy, but there's nothing to do over here with the Gadaf. Daf Nun Vav.
You're talking about Aliyah.
We have over here the bias. And the bias, it says we have achleks in the Mishnah when a person makes a neder. The neder is a neder from the bias. Does the bias include the upstairs? So we have here machlekes.
Machlekes
Rabbi Meir and the Chacham. The Gemara now wants to go over the Atlantic Ocean and compare the sugya of
the
Nedarim.
What does Shaul Zev say about that?
What does it say about that? The chassid. You call him the chassid. You call him the chassid. I like when you call him the chassid.
But he said, which time does this come out?
What do you
want
to call him? Call him the litvak.
So he said, this comes. This is a quant remeir. How could it be a quant remeir?
The Mishnah, we want this, the Gemara wants to make an equation between the laws of Nedarim.
Right.
And the laws
correct.
Of Negoim.
Correct.
That's quite a leap to go from Seder Noshim to Seder Taharis. That's a quantum leap. By in Shemitah Itzel Har Sinai, how could the Gemara cross? It's like crossing both the Atlantic and the Pacific at the same time. You're going mamish from one world to the next, from the sugis of Seder Nedarim to the sugis of Seder Taharis, to say that just like when it comes to Masechta Nedarim, when a person says the word bayis automatically means the aliyah. So too when it comes to the sugya of Tzoras, if there's a nega in the bayis, automatically it's going to include the aliyah.
Yeah.
How could you go from the sugya of Nedarim to the sugya of Negoim?
Okay.
The Gemara does not seem to have a problem with that. The Gemara seems to be A-okay with that. It's not an issue. You can go from one to the next because it's a matter of language.
Okay.
Language is the great equalizer. It doesn't make a difference between learning Seder Taharis, Seder Nedarim.
So you say who?
So we got a problem. If in Masechta Nedarim, the word bayis automatically includes the aliyah, so that would automatically mean that when it comes to a nega, and the Torah HaKadosh says, a nega in the bayis is tamei, automatically it means a nega in the aliyah is tamei.
Yeah.
We don't need a drasha to teach me that the aliyah has a din of a negoyim. It's a given. Right?
And who does it come out to this Braisa?
So therefore,
this
the fact that we do need a drasha must be a clear proof that the Braisa in Masechta that we just mentioned by Negoim is going according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that if a person makes a neder from a bayis, it does not include the aliyah.
By a neder. That's
by a neder.
The reason why you need this drasha.
The drasha by a tzaraz is different.
That's like a knesh.
So nochmal, man tana bebayis. It says by the psugya of negoim bebayis, an extra word bayis l'rabbis.
Yeah.
Es hayitzia bebayis l'rabbis es valia. Amar Rav Chissa, Rabbi Meihi, di rabbanon ha'amri rabbanon aliyah bechlal bebayis l'mali kra. Bebayis. Why do we need the word bayis l'rabuye? We don't need the pasuk.
1 second, if you're going to say it comes out according to the Rabbanan.
Why do we need the word bias to be marvet? It's a given. The Rabbanan, if we're going like the Rabbanan, the Amri that say, Rabbanan say, Aliyah, Bechlal HaBayis. Aliyah is included in the term bias. Lomali Kra, Babayis, Liri Buye, what are the supposed to be marvet? Okay, so therefore, we're very satisfied now. We have great satisfaction now. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, Mr. Rappaport. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Daf.
So 1 second.
He's right.
So 1 second. So
we have such a diverse crowd here. We have a chassid,
so the mere fact,
and a professor, and a gamani b'soicham.
So the mere fact that the Rabbanim
said, I can't hear you, Mr. Rappaport. I can't hear you. I cannot hear you. Yeah, so the mere fact that we need a drasha.
What about Shlomi Rabinowitz? Is he absent?
He's at a Hanukkah party. He's eating donuts. I would not recommend you eat a donut. A donut is literally poison.
Poison.
If you knew what went into a donut.
Yeah.
So the mere fact that the Rabbanan.
Yeah.
The mere fact that the Rabbanan says
that. I can't hear you. I can't hear anything you say. Is that my computer? I can't hear you. Oh, wait, I know why now. It's my fault. Mr. Rappaport, it was my fault now. Try to speak now. I'm sorry, it was my fault. It was my fault.
Donuts are going down. You know, what the heck? You only live once. So, you know, you
only once? Don't you believe in Gilgal Neshamas? Al Arbo, Al Arbo Lo Yashivenu.
Where does it say donuts are not good for the Neshamas?
What?
Where does it say donuts are not good for the Neshamas?
Where does it say donuts are not good for the Neshama? I don't know.
They're not good for your teeth.
Not good for your teeth.
I don't know either.
All right.
Well, anyway.
The only part of the donut that's healthy is the hole.
Yeah.
What about the bagel?
So 1 second. So the mere fact that, according to the Rabbanan,
the fact that we need a drasha, to be marba aliyah indicates we're going like a Rameh, because Rameh holds the word bayis does not include aliyah. Okay, let's go weiter. Abayim Abayafi, Memorial says no. Abayim, Mr. Rapport, we're on Daf Nun Vav Mer Aleph. Nun Vav, this is my favorite.
So what you see from here, the Darm Lachud and Taras Lachud.
Yes. Abayim, what? Only because of the Drosha.
Right.
Only because of the Drosha coming to Rabbi.
That always says this is my favorite Daf and Shas.
I'm the only one. So at least I'm unique somehow.
Unique
one how. Abaya Omar, I feel it him Rabban, even Rabban, why I feel it him Rabbanan, but I could no along comes Abaya says no, even according to the Rabbanan, because
it will come out this price.
That you need a special drasha. You know why you need a special drasha? Because there's another part of the pasuk which would take it back, take us backwards. Because it says in the pasuk the eretz. Why I feel the rabban by kro the sal.
We're talking by kro. We need the pasuk. Yeah.
Even the rabban who ordinarily holds the word aliyah is included in the word bias.
So you need the word bias.
Why by kro? Why do we need a pasuk? The sal kedai the chamina. It says in the Torah beveis eretz achuzas chem ksiv. It says what eretz. What does eretz mean? The earth. The earth. And that is going to mislead us to believe the mechaber ba'ara shmei bayis aliyah holoi mechaber ba'ara. It's since it says that Hashem will put a nega in the eretz achuz aschem, that would mislead us that it has to be ground level.
I got it.
Because the ground level is attached to the earth, whereas the second story is not attached to the earth. The second story is attached to the first story. So being that the second, the aliyah, is not mamish attached to the earth, there's a buffer.
What about the annex?
The annex.
Annex, we're not talking about.
The
annex.
The annex is, maybe it's not called a bias. We have to go, that's a separate sugya. That's a separate sugya, which we need to think about. We need to open up the big books in the back of the Gemara, we can see all the first from the annex. But right now, let's focus on the aliyah. The Gemara is an incredible chiddush that the aliyah is not attached to the earth. That is why even the Rabbanim would assume that the laws of Nega'im would not apply to the Aliyah. Even though when it comes to laws of Nedarim,
In it does include.
It does include when it comes to laws of Negoim. It does not include. Why would it not include? Because by the laws of Negoim, there's a Nayadin. A Nayadin.
So you're just telling me now the Brachos could come out and Remei and the Rabbanan?
Right. So yes, correct. So now we need a special drasha to expand the scope. Even though it says in the past the word Eretz,
yeah,
still it says the word Babayis a second time to be Marbe the Aliyah.
Right.
Okay, so that's why each concept has its own set of rules. The laws of Nedarim, Halech Achar L'shoin B'nei Adam, when you say the word bias, is a machlekes, does bias in the terminology of a human being, does it include the word Aliyah? But when it comes to the sugya of Tzaras, yeah, there's another issue, because the Torah says Eretz. Eretz would seem to indicate that it has to be mechubar lekarka, the lowest level, which would exclude the second story. That is why we need a pasuk of bavayis, an extra word to be marbe even the second story.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit tonight, at least we learned tonight one thing. There's a sugya of bayis in Masechta Nedarim, and there's a sugya of bayis in Seder Tiras Masechta Negoim. Each one has its own set of rules.
Yeah.
Each one has its issues. Each one has its unique variables, which will result in its own unique dynamic halachas. Okay, now we go to Nusugya. It says in the past. Now we're going to a third section of Shas. You know what? This is my favorite daf in Shas, because we're going to go through the whole Shas, all the Shisha Siddarim here. We're going to find all the Shisha, Sidre, Mishnah in this daf. That's why this is my favorite daf in Shas. Shas is Rosh Teva Shisha Siddharim. The six orders. Okay, now, which Seder did Yaakov Avinu not teach Yosef? What did he not teach Yosef?
Yaakov Avinu,
Kiven Zikunim Huloi. He was the Ben Zikunim. Zikunim is Rosh Teva, it's Zayin, Zeroim. So, Kof is Kachim, Nun is Noshim, Zikunim.
He didn't teach him Taharis.
And Yud is Yeshuas. Yud is Yeshuas in the Zikin. And Mem is Moed. So what did Yaakov Avinu not teach Taharis? See, we learned something today that even Yaakov Avinu did not teach his son. What, we learned Taharis.
I think the Balaturim, what's the Pshat he didn't
teach
him?
Because Taharis is not something you can teach. You need to experience it. Tahara is an experience, not a concept in the mind. Tahara, purity, you have to experience. You have to go into the mikvah. You just can. Oh, I know all about what tahara is all about. It's an experience in life. You hear the vart? It's a good vart. You know, I see you in the mikvah all the time.
Nay.
It's an experience, Mr. Rappo. You hear the vart? Yaakov Avinu was kiben zikunim hulo. He only taught his son five of the six siddurim. He did not teach him Seder Taharis. Mr. Goldberg, what do you say about Edvard?
You probably saw this in Plus.
It's a chassidus of
Edvard.
What? Why? So we explain, because Taharis is an experience.
Did he teach Binyamin?
You can teach concepts. You cannot teach experience in life.
You saw this in Plus.
Purity. Where did I see this?
Teach being married.
How do you teach being married? It's a theory. Marriage is a conceptual concept.
How do you teach that?
You teach them the laws. You teach what you teach.
You have to have the experience of being married to know many of the things.
No, not necessarily. You teach a theory. It's a theoretical concept. Marriage. There's something called a man. There's something called a woman, and there's obligations. It's a conceptual thing, marriage. But tahara, purity, tahara, that's an experience. He doesn't like it. The chassid does not like this.
No, because he's...
All right, we're going off on the tangent. Let's go back to the marriage.
Mr. Rapport is saying that you see...
Let's go weiter. We have to do tonight two daf. We can't waste time on chassid of Erlach. Next. We're now going to a sugi of choshe mishpat. We start with Seder of Noshim, we went to Seder of Tyrus, and now we're going to Seder of Chosha Nizokin. Zokin, we're going to Seder Bavakam, of Mitzibah, of Basra, we're going to Seder Nizokin. Okay, Seder Nizokin, Yeshua's. command, who goes the following member? Bias.
You mean according to, who does it go according to?
Is it going to be like Rabbi Meir? Is it going to be like Rabbi Meir? Or is it going to be like the Chachamim? What's the sugya? A man says to his fellow man, I want to sell you.
You want to learn inside?
Yeah. Bias, bebeisi, ani, moicher,
loch.
Bias, bebeisi, ani, moicher, loch. I'm involved in a transaction. Person is a landlord.
What kind of question is this? Bias, bebeisi?
A bias, that's an expression. A bias, bebeisi. A person owns real estate. He's a landlord. Government controlled, rent-controlled apartment buildings. Okay? And he had enough of this business already because the government's trying to shut you down. So he says to his fellow man, you know what? It's time to liquidate my assets. I want to sell you a bias, bebeisi. One building of many buildings.
That's what it means?
Now, this fellow happens to have...
It doesn't mean a room?
He says, a bias, bebeisi. That's the expression. I want to sell you a bias, bebeisi. A bias of my bottom. One bias of my many bottom. Now, this fellow happens to have real estate all over the world.
Yeah.
He has apartment buildings in Florida. He has apartment buildings in Eretz Yisrael, apartment buildings in Japan, all over the place.
Right.
So when your person says this expression, what exactly does he mean to say? Bayis bebeisi ani moicher loch. So what is the halacha? So it says in the Braisa, Mareyu aliyah. You are allowed to show him an aliyah. Now, what does the word aliyah actually mean? So this is what machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara in the Hava Mina assumes aliyah means the second story.
Yeah.
Even though you said to him, abayis, bebeisi. So you said the word bayis. We just went through two sugyas, the sugya of tsaras and the sugya of nidorim. And both of these sugyas, we wanted to say that the bayis means the lower floor, not upstairs, right? We went through two sugyas already, right? We went to say the Zeroy, we went to say the Taharas, and say the Noshim, and both of them, we came out Lemaskana, according to the mayor, that a bias means downstairs. A bias does not mean upstairs. Only because we have a drasha by Nagoyim, and by Nidorim, it's Machloikis. But when it comes to the sugya of Cheshem Mishpat, comes to say the Nizokin, when you want to go sell a person the bias bebeisi, so what does the word bias mean? Even though you said the word twice, Mareyu Aliyah. And right now at this moment in time, the Gemara understands what Aliyah to mean, the second story, that you're allowed to...
I thought it meant an attic.
Yeah, an attic, the second story. No. In time of Chazal, there was no such thing as an attic. Time of Chazal,
you just store things there.
Standard structure in the time of the Gemara was the downstairs, called the bias.
When the Maisha that's brought down, they went up to the attic and they discussed certain halachas.
The Aliyah is the second story. There's no third story. It's a roof. There's the gag. It does not appear to be, to the best of my knowledge, if Shlomi Rabinitz was here, he learned Shas 37 times. He would tell us if there's another place in Shas where we have such thing, but it does not appear there was ever a hechetimsa of a third story, the best of my knowledge. There are two stories. There is the bias and the aliyah. On top of that is the gag, a flat roof where you put your figs to dry out in the heat of the summer.
I thought you used to do it on top of the roof.
Yeah, the roof is on top of the aliyah, the second story.
Right.
There's no such thing as a third story.
Right, okay.
No such thing. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Probably am.
There's no attic either. They don't have
the
attic.
The attic is the second story.
The aliyah
is the second story. There's no such thing. Today we call an attic the third story. It's the fourth story. You have a skyscraper, 100 stories, the Freedom Tower. How many floors are there in the Freedom Tower? I don't know. How many floors were there in the World Trade Center? I don't know. 110?
I was on top.
I was also on top there once. I wasn't on top of 9/11 though.
Neither was I.
I wouldn't be here today. Okay, so we have the bias. So we have a person says to his friend, "I want to sell you a bias, the basic." What does that mean? So, and let's say they put this in writing. They put this in writing, and then the seller says, "What I meant to say was the attic, the second story of one of my buildings." So the buyer takes him to Beis Din and says, "He lied to me. We made a transaction, we made a kinyan, we got a shtar, and in the shtar it says, a bias bebeisi, and he, the seller, wants to push upon me a second story. I want a lower story." He wrote the word bias, bebeisi. What does the word bias mean? Bias means downstairs. So no, it says here in this brisa, it says in this brisa.
You want to sell only in Aliyah or Aliyah also?
Even in Aliyah. Of course you can sell them. You make believe you got a contract. You got a contract. I am selling you a bat. That's what it says in the shtar. I'm selling you bayis bebeisi ani moicher lach.
Well, bayis you just told me means the down floor, the first
floor. Oh, that's the Gemara's kasha. Look at the brisa. The brisa says, yeah. Bayis bebeisi ani moicher lach. I want to sell you a bayis bebeisi.
Yeah,
Mareyu aliyah. So the halacha is that
and
the seller...
And it turns out he doesn't show him the first floor, he shows him the second story?
Yes, exactly. So he's mare means he's allowed to mareyu. He has lichatchila permitted to give him to show when I told you and I
it could be the down floor and the top floor
and even the top floor the aliyah. So therefore, taima do amalei. Now why? Taima do amalei bayis shebebeisi.
The amalei who said to whom?
The Gemara is now saying. The Gemara now wants to make a diuk. The reason why in laws of choshe mishpat you're allowed to force the buyer to take a second story, the Gemara is making this just explaining, is because you said a double expression. You didn't just say bias. You said bias bebeisi. So it's yitur lashon. Remember we discussed this sugya at length for 45 minutes once upon a time? A yitur, because you expanded this, you said something that you only need to say in one word, and you said it in two words, you meant to be more expansive, to include even the second story.
Yeah.
But let's say, the Gemara now wants to make a dik, let's say you would have only have said bayis, ani moicher lach, and you would not have said, it would be mashma, that the seller is not allowed to show the buyer an upstairs.
Right. Because that's called aliyah.
Could be, he cannot give him an upstairs, only give him downstairs.
When he says bias, it means the bottom floor.
Exactly.
He just said
so
bias.
Therefore, who does this go like Rebbe Meir? Because Rebbe Meir holds that when you say the word bias means downstairs, does not include the second story. Okay?
Yeah.
So Nochmo, the Gemara is the question. A person says to his fellow man, bias bebeisi ani moicher loch. A double expression.
Yeah.
The fact that you say double expression means you want to really expand the scope of what you're giving him. So the law is, the halach is mareyu aliyah. The Gemara, frak the Gemara, okay, period. The Gemara sakasha. Taima, the reason why you are permitted to go and show your buyer an aliyah is because the amalei bayis shebe beisi ani meichalach. But let's say you would have said to him just aval bayis stam, then what would the halacha be? Einoi mare. Mareyu aliyah.
Yeah.
Lame, why not? Why don't we say the word bias automatically includes the second story?
It does.
Only according to the Chachamim does it include the second story.
One second. So you see from here, this will come out according to Rabbi Meir. Why?
Because only Rabbi Meir says the bias.
Right.
So
lame,
Rabbi Meir, he.
In Baal Nadir. And what's Baal Aliyah?
Gemara says no. Afilu temer Rabbanon, my aliyah. You made a big mistake here. When you say bayis shebebeisi, the double expression, and when the bride says mareu aliyah, aliyah doesn't mean the second story. Aliyah means the best.
I'm sorry, forgive me. Of course, before we go into the Rabbanan, this doesn't come out going to Rabbi Meir.
Why not?
Because he says bayis shebebeisi.
It's because
it's including aliyah.
That's because the Gemara says you said a double expression.
Oh, if you just say I got it.
But if you would say stam bayis, it means only downstairs.
So officially, it looks like it's a quantum,
So the Gemara says, made a very big mistake. This, when it says the word aliyah in Masechta, Bava Basra, is it Bava Basra? Which Masechta is this? Man, okay, this is Masechta Menachos. Funny, huh? You wouldn't expect to find this halacha in Masechta Menachos. See, that's four. I told you, all Shisha Siddharim. Even though this halacha that's really based on what it says in Seder Nezakin, where is it to be found? In Seder Kotshim. So we go with Seder Noshim, Seder Taharos, Seder Kotshim, Seder Nezakin. We only have two left to go. We have to find Seder Zeroyim and Seder Moed. You see, we're getting there. The night is young. No one's leaving here until we get through all Shisha Siddharim Mishnah. Okay, so we have over here. So what is the answer? Yeah?
We're learning now in the Zikin. There's a Seder in the Zikin.
This is from Seder Nezikin. This halacha. It's found in Masechta Menachos. This halacha. Ha de Amar of Huna Barachi Meshmedu Labayis Bebeis Ani Mechel Lach Mare Aliyah. Time with them Labayis Bebeis Yo Ani Mechel Av Bayis Tam Ani Mare Aliyah.
This could come out of quantity.
Blame Bara Mehi. Nechil Tev Rabban My Aliyah Meula Shebebat. We made a mistake. The word Aliyah in this context of this memory does not mean the second story. It means the
Aliyah,
best.
The best. The best. Lashon of Aliyah, elevated.
The best. Elevated, yeah. So if you give a double expression, bayish shebebeisi, that's an expression. It's an expression which means, I am selling you the best.
Hey.
What do you give him? The Brooklyn Bridge. Nothing less than the Brooklyn Bridge. You give him the best. If you write a contract, and you say to your fellow man, we're going to make a contract, and we're going to do a kinyan, Kabbalah's kinyan, I'm going to sell you bayish shebebeisi, then the Beis Din has the right to assess all of your assets, all over the world, real estate, buildings in Florida, in New York, in Texas, California, Japan, Chicago, Japan, Hawaii. You have assets all over the world like this? Real estate, you have assets all over the world like this? Joseph, you have assets all over the world? I mean, it's Hashem.
Sure, I have.
Then the rule is,
somewhere in India.
The rule is, you have to give the best, the meula.
Okay, so what's the answer now?
So different. This is this. Be'etzem, I'll
why
tell
is this
you.
A, even
Be'etzem, I'll tell you. When it says the word bias means even the attic. When he used the word bias can indeed mean the attic. This Bryce is telling you that if a person says,
who said this is a Bryce? The Amora is saying this.
Fine, that's so an Amora.
He's quoting a Bryce?
I don't know. You're right. It's an Amora. Okay, I made
it's
a mistake.
Memory.
He gets me everything.
Nay.
He cannot get through.
So, one second. So he's saying
toss.
This. So this could
this
be
is
according.
Fact checker.
A second. This could be according to only according to the Rabbanan.
It can be even according to the Rabbanan.
Why? So explain the Rabbanan.
When it says the word bias, we're not discussing. Upstairs, downstairs,
right.
The basement, the third floor. We're not discussing that.
Nee.
We're discussing real estate.
Nee.
Period. Real estate. And when you use the expression bayis shebebeisi, all you mean to say is the best real estate, the most expensive, with all the amenities and all of the bells and whistles. The word meula. Aliyah, the word Aliyah does not mean the attic. It doesn't mean some cruddy attic that's 100 degrees with no air conditioning and a leaky roof. It means the best. But we're not discussing.
So let's go to the member now. So how does this occur?
So this member has nothing to do with Masechta Nedarim.
I understand, but why would this come out even according to Rabbanan now? Because it's not relevant.
The sugya of maybe be at some if you go, when you do indeed find the best apartment, it might be on the 20th floor in a building in Manhattan, which is the Aliyah.
Nay.
How do you go to Shul on Shabbos?
That's not relevant. When it says the word Aliyah, it does not mean the second story. It means the best quality. So it's not relevant to Masechta Nedarim. In Masechta Nedarim, we're discussing the bottom floor, the ground floor, and the second level. The word Aliyah here in this Masechta means the second story.
Right.
In the memra of Bayesh Shebebesi and Meichelach Mareyu Aliyah, Aliyah does not mean the second story.
He can show me even the
it
best.
It means the best.
Right.
And if the best happens to be the second story,
right.
You can give it to him.
Right.
Like who says that? Like the Chachamim.
Right.
Even the Rabban, let's say it happens to be the best real estate that you own happens to be on the 20th floor in some building in India. You can give it to him. Because Aliyah does, in this context, according to the Chachamim, when it says the word bayis is not limited only to the ground floor. Bayis, according to the Chacham, can mean any floor.
Yeah.
Okay?
But
you
let me
don't
ask
understand.
You.
If he understood.
No, should I tell you why?
You understand.
Should I tell you why? Because
excited,
this might. Should I tell you why? Because this Amoyed, you should ask him, what did you mean? He's giving an example now.
That's the Gemara is telling us. We have the word Aliyah. The way the word Aliyah is used in Masechta Nedarim is not the way it's used by this Amora in Masechta Menachos. In Masechta Menachos, when it says there's a Memra, the Memra says,
but the same on the Amor.
When it says in the Brayis in Memra, Bayis Shebebesi Ani Moicherloch, Marehu, the seller can show him, in other words, can force him to accept.
Right.
Mareyu, he shows him Aliyah.
And here, according to Rabbanan,
translate the word Aliyah. Aliyah, lamaskana means the best.
Right.
In Masechta Nedarim, when it says Hanoidim min Abayis Mutar Bo Aliyah, Aliyah means the second story.
Right.
One sugya has nothing to do with the other sugya.
Right.
So don't ask me questions from the Chachamim. Man Tan, we like the Chachamim. You're dealing with apples. And cucumbers. Pears are so similar to apples. We're dealing with apples and cucumbers. They have a different bracha.
Well, hold on a second. Why do you have to say Aliyah is talking about Aliyah means the second floor? Because the Rabbanim hold that Aliyah is Bechlal Habayis. Why do you have to go with
the kasha was Aliyah is not Bechlal
Habayis. No, I'm talking according to the Chachamim.
Yeah, according to the Chachamim.
It
that
is.
That was the Gemara's question. Right, we have to go by it. You really got it. We have to go by it. It's a new sugi. You got it.
It is Nechlal. The Mishnah says.
We have to go to the next because we have to get some Mazal Tov. We need Mazal Tov. So we have to go to the next sugi. The next sugi is Adel Ben Amita. A person makes a neder. I will not have any benefit from this bed. No. You ever listen to those commercials? Sleepies get the rest of your life. Yeah. You ever hear that commercial?
I heard it.
Okay. It's that commercial, it's right, they have to play that commercial when the ice cream truck goes by. So, Hanoidim in Amita Muta Bidargash. What's a dargash? And we show Zeb, what's a dargash?
It's a bed, but you don't sleep on it.
A dargash is what? That's the Gemara's question. What is a dargash?
Dargash,
a footstool. What is a dargash? We show Zeb, that's the Gemara's topic. It's a good luck bed. Mazel Tov, or what is it? It's another secondary bed. Chveser, what's the Gemara? There are two different types of beds you have in the home. You have the primary bed that you sleep on, and there's another called a dargash. The dargash, it's like you have two shuls. The shul that you daven
so
in, and the shul that you don't daven in.
So what's a dargash?
It's the bed that you don't sleep on.
So it's not a regular bed.
It's the bed that you don't sleep on. That's really what it means. There's the dargash, that the mita, that's the bed that I sleep, and that's the bed I don't sleep on, the dargash.
Right.
Why don't you sleep on that bed? Oh, that's a whole different sugi. Why you don't sleep on that bed? Who says so? Divrei Rabbi Meir, a person may notice Rabbi Meir is always very machpid, he's very very meticulous. Rabbi Meir, you go over here, he's tuchunas hanefesh. Rabbi Meir, he's very precise. If you say a mita. Are you okay? Yeah. Are you angry at me?
Yeah.
You are angry at me?
No, I hear you. No.
If you make a neder, I'm not going to have hanor from the mita. You are permitted to have hanor from the dargash. Because the nisht zel bezach. Okay, what is a dargash? At this moment in time, the only thing we need to know at this moment in time is the dargash is the bed that you do not sleep on. Please. Do not. Mr. Rappaport, I want to warn you. I'm running out of juice. If I run out of juice and I go dead, I'm gonna call you back on the phone. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So don't worry. So I know the benamita muta b'dargash. Divrei Rabbi Meir and Chachamim Amrim dargash bechlal mita. He disagrees. No, a dargash is also called a bed. Just because you don't sleep on it doesn't mean it's not a mita. Okay. Now we go next. Let's say the other way around. Let's say a person makes a neder. He's not going to have handoff from the dargash. Everyone agrees, muta b'mita. Good? You got
that? I don't understand. Because you said the Chachamim says dargash and mita is the same thing.
Oh, so he said, so you say good. You're asking a good kasha. You're asking a very good kasha. It's not the same thing. You're asking very good. You're asking a very profound question. If they're the same exact thing, if you say mita,
so you know what the Teretz says? Mita is a generic.
Oh.
And dargash is more specific.
Excellent.
It has to
so
be
it's
that.
More specific, it cannot include the mita.
Right.
Excellent.
Okay, next.
Now, my dargash. Before we can understand what's going on, we have to first understand the fundamentals. What is a dargash? All right, this is driving me crazy. I have to go, Mr. Rapport, but this is also going to go dead very soon, so I don't want to hold off as long as possible before we go dead on both. Mr. Rapport, I'm turning off the video on my thing because I'm running out of power. I'm going to save some juice here. Okay, you only have voice. Okay, you hear me? Okay, so I don't know no video because I'm running out of power here. Yeah. What is a dargash? My dargash. Ama ula arsa de gada. What's gada? Bo God. What is God? What does Rashi say in Chumash?
Bo mazal tov.
Okay, when God was born, who's the mother of God? Who's it's God's mother? Him.
God is also a lashon of is also a lashon of cutting.
Who's God's mother?
He was not
who's
Gamala.
God's mother? Who's God's mother?
God's mother?
Yeah, who's
I think God? Leia. 1 second. No. No, that was maybe
Who are the Bnei Ashvachis? Who are the Bnei Ashvachis?
Zilpah and Bilhah.
Yeah, but who are their children? Each one had two. Each one of the Shvachis had two.
By the way, did you see what the place says?
It was
love and Palakshin.
I know. Rashi says it was a child from love on Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash. Okay, we have over here God. When God was born, he was called by Leah Bo God. What is Bo God? Bo Mazal Tov. The word God means Mazal. Mazel. So it seems that in time of Chazal, they had in the house a bed that was just in the house for Mazal Tov, a broad good mazel. You know what that means? I have no idea what that means. But that's what it says, okay?
Well, Rashi says it. Nobody slept in it, it just brought good luck.
What does that mean, brought good luck?
This
Darki Homori over here?
Yeah,
I have no idea what it means. My Dargosh Amulu Arsa de God, a bed that brings good mazel. Mr. Goldberg, you have in your house a bed just for good luck?
By the way, does the Masifta say something?
Good. I'm sure someone talks about this, but not now. Right now, we can do this now. Amr Le'Rabban Lula. Question. Ha, the Tanan. Now, this is by the Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol is an Ovel, what is the halacha? Kashahain Mavrin Oisai Kolam Musubin Al Oretz who Mesiv Al Hadargosh.
1 second, Kashem Mavarin Oisai Kolam.
When the Koyen Gadol is an Ovel.
Nay.
So when a regular person, Rahman al Itzlan, Leilenu is an Ovel, where does he sit? Where does he sit?
Nay.
In the Misaskim chair.
Nay.
No, he doesn't. He sits on the floor. Do you ever go to an Adam Gadol sitting Shiva? You'll notice he's on the floor. You ever see Gedol Yisrael sit Shiva? Some of them sit on the floor. There are people that sit, and they sit mamash on the floor. They don't sit in the chair altogether. They sit mamash on the floor. They sit on the floor. So a regular person, when he's in Avelis, he sits on the floor. But when the Kohen Gadol sits Shiva,
it sits on that
Not like the that he should sit mamash on the floor, so he sits on a dargosh.
Less than three tvachim.
Now, the problem is, if the dargosh is a mita that brings mazel toiv, then it doesn't make sense. Even the Kohen Gadol will not be sitting on the Dargosh.
Right.
Don't tell me the Dargosh means an Arsa de Gadol, because if that's taka true, even the Kohen Gadol will not be allowed to sit on the Dargosh.
Yeah.
Right? So Kishem Mavnis, so Kolam Mus.
Kishem Mavan, Van means to give to eat?
Yes, the first meal. Mavan means the Sudas Havra.
They give the Kohen Gadol Mavnis Kolam.
When they serve the Kohen Gadol, the first meal, when he comes back from the cemetery, so everyone that comes there to participate in this meal, to be Menachem him, they sit on the floor. No one does that. Today, when people come to Menachem over, they don't sit on the floor. They sit on a regular chair.
Right.
But it says by the Kohen Gadol, in order to show to be Imoy Anochi Betzara, to be Meshtatef in this Tsar, they came and they also sat on the floor.
He may sit on the
floor. But the Kohen Gadol, Kishu Mavakishem Azoch, Kolo Mesim Alaritz, Vuhu Mesiv Aladargosh, Kulo. Frag the Gemara. How can you go tell me that the word Dargosh, the talking can that the Dargosh is Ba Mazel Tov? Kula Shasa Lo Yosef Allah. The whole year, a Kohen Gadol would never even have a Havamina to sit on the meat of the Arsa. Ahu Yoima Yosef Allah.
Yeah.
He's now going to first sit on the Dargosh when he's in Avelos. Frag the Gemara. Why not? Why not? In a Chanami. Why not? He doesn't have good Mazel today. Today is not a good day for him.
It doesn't make sense. Why would he sit particularly on that bed?
Because he can't sit on the floor. You don't want that he should.
But he's going to sit on a chair that brings mazel from all of the days.
So we make an exception. Maskla Ravina, what's the problem? Midei dehava abos of yayin. Why should it be different than meat and yayin? The whole year,
the
kula shas. So the whole year, iboy ochel viboy loy ochel. Hu yoima ananya avidun lay. The whole year round, do you serve a Kohen Gadol? The whole year round, does he eat his own food? Do people give him gifts the whole year round? Does the Kohen Gadol, if you bring a gift to the Kohen Gadol of meat and yayin, does he drink your meat? If he wants, if he likes, maybe, yeah. But he can eat his own, the whole year round, he can eat his own. he can eat his own. The Sudas Havra, he's not allowed to eat his own food.
Yeah.
He has to eat from what other people, there are different laws. This Sudas Havra has its own guidelines, has its own halachas. So just like when it comes to the food itself, the whole year round, the food is his own food. If he wants, he can eat other people's food. If he wants, he can eat his own food.
Yeah.
But the Sudas Havra, he cannot. He only can eat food that is served to him from other people. So too, when he sits down, there are different rules. What's the difficulty in there being different rules? This day, look at the Ran. The Ran says, "Kasher yumavnu so l'kohen gadol, tzarich lamu lemelech." Now, by the way, there's a whole dilemma here. Who are we talking about in this Mishnah? Are we talking about the Kohen Gadol or the Melech?
So he says
the Ran says, in the brackets, says the Melech. And Rashi, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Kolom Yosef, Kohen Gadol, Kishu Ochel. Okay, and then over here, you look over here on the side of the Gemara, oh, it's Dalit.
Melech.
Tzarech Lema Melech.
So everybody agrees.
Aleph, L'Choyra Ye'az, why do they say the Kohen Gadol? It's Gimel, what does the Gimel the Bach say? What does the Bach say over here? Gimel and Geshein Avol Kol Ha'am. No, that's okay. So over here, everyone changes from the Kohen Gadol to the Melech.
Yeah.
Okay, so when the Melech / the Kohen Gadol, when they do the Sudas Havra, Lo Yosef, look back, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, Per Kohen Gadol, Kul Shasa, Lo Yosef Allah, Ad Achshav, Yo Lo Yosef Allah, Yosef Ma'it, Yosef Ma'it, Yosef Ma'it, Yosef Ma'it, Okay, it doesn't explain.
So you're saying that itself is not a kasha?
So then, what's the kasha? The rules. Oh, I lost him. I'm just getting back online for the last 2 minutes of the shiur. Okay, just give me. It shouldn't take more than half a second to get Mr. Rapport back online with us. Here we go. We press this button, and then we press this button. And then we press that button. You know, when you go to Florida, you can call in on the telephone. We could have some fun. We could hear your comments.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll give you the number. Before you go, tell me, I'll give you the number. It's very easy. You just press a few buttons on the phone and ta-da. Okay, we're connecting with... Can you imagine if you can cable the Ilam Bach with the telephone? Wouldn't that be amazing?
It's meant to keep kalim. But you just said that's the reason why you don't have to turn it over. Okay.
Gvaldik, thank you for coming.